Hello, my name is Alistair Humphreys.
And I'm Tom Keville Davis.
We both love to travel and we enjoy good food too.
Sadly, we can't be travelling all the time, so we have decided to explore the world of food in London.
We're going to eat in one restaurant for each country representing the letters of the alphabet from A to Z.
We hope this will give us not only an insight into the fascinating array of countries, but also into the diversity of London's culinary scene.
Join us then on our A to Z of London's world of food.
My name is Peter Fejes, Fejes. I live in London for 5 years now, I guess. I've been running this restaurant from 2007.
Say something in Hungarian.
Jó étvágyat kívánok.
What's it like running a Hungarian restaurant in London?
Very interesting. Very interesting. Running a restaurant in London is so simple that you can't imagine.
Are you a chef yourself?
It depends. Let's say, do you speak Czech?
No,
I do. So, can you cook?
I can.
Of course I cook myself at home.
What influences in history have there been on Hungarian food?
Hungary was part of the big Turkish Empire for 150 years. So we were living together. Well-known Hungarian food is stuffed cabbage, for example. And it came from Turkey. Hungarian should be more basic than the Turkish, in a way. But, you know, Hungary nowadays, a small country, nowadays it's very important. We had big power before. After the First World War, they cut two or three parts of the country, which is disaster. They just destroyed the whole country.
They being the British. Sorry.
So, okay, back to the spices, which is very important. We use a lot of spices. The most important, of course, is paprika, pepper, cumin. If you just taste the proper Hungarian paprika, which is came from India, basically, but the weather and the ground by the big mountains, it is the heart of the world, basically. So during the communism, it was said that Hungary is the éles kamra. Éles kamra. What is a place where you store all the food? It was said that Hungary.
We say the bread basket
of the whole communist.
In Europe,
But now it is destroyed.
So it sounds like that Hungary's got a real history of food.
Of course, it's very important. But
here in London or in Britain, we don't really know very much about it at all, other than goulash. That's all anybody knows. So, how do you find when British English people come to a restaurant? Do they enjoy it?
Absolutely.
And what are their impressions of it?
Basically, English people don't know anything about gastronomy. Nothing. Nothing at all. It's very difficult to explain. We use almost the same ingredients. Garlic, flour. It's absolutely different. Absolutely. Even the eggs. Everything.
The flavor is different because the land is different.
And we feed the animals in a different way. Try to break a bone of a chicken. You can do it very easy. Try to do it with the Hungarian chicken. No way. No way.
Even the chickens are tough.
Yeah. Back in Hungary, we have a big background of gastronomy.
I get the impression Hungarian people are very proud.
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah, we have a very, very tough history. Very, very tough history. So we should keep all the values we have. Okay, so beginning with this hortobágyi húsos palacsinta, and we're gonna taste three soups. The gulyás, it says alföldi gulyás, the újházi tyúk húsleves, which is the chicken soup, the bean soup with smoked knuckle.
Oh, lovely, yeah.
And after that, we're gonna have brašovo pečenje. So brašovo pečenje, stuffed cabbage, cigane pečenje, and 21 bokonji šerpice. And after that, we're gonna have šomlui galuška, and it is a kind of creamy, sweet cheese dumpling. It's sour, very nice.
Yeah.
I guess that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess you get there.
So here we are in Peter's kitchen, and with the other chef, whose name I don't know. What was your name?
David.
David. Thank you for letting us come in here. And the soup is being served up in some beautiful little copper pans.
And as I told you, this type of bouillache includes vegetables and definitely made of beef. Very important.
How long has that been cooking?
2-3 hours. Yeah. But the chicken soup, 5-6 hours.
Okay, so a long, long time.
Yeah, very important. The portobágyi húzsos palacsinta, stuffed with chicken paprika, with this very nice paprika sauce, and some sour cream. Unfortunately, it's not Hungarian sour cream, but still you can use it.
Oh, it looks beautiful.
It does, isn't it? I can't wait.
This is going to be the brašovo.
To add flavour to the chips, you're putting a little bit of pork loin in there.
Definitely.
It's good for you.
So,
what over
this
here?
Is the brašovo.
In 3 frying pans, sir. Yeah. Very rich sauces.
The gypsy style of pork loin. And that is the bokonji.
I think it has a very red colour.
Yeah.
And you keep saying gypsy style.
Yeah.
Is there a...
That is the proper name of the dish.
Okay, so it's a, okay, that's in Hungarian you say it's a gypsy style.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Is there a big culture of kind of Romani people in Hungary?
Yes, we have. Yeah. We have.
And that's influenced.
Yes, gypsy music, it is very important. You can't imagine a proper Hungarian dinner without gypsy music.
Looking at the plates that are just being plated up, paprika is a big theme. And they've even been decorated with a little sprinkle
we
of paprika.
We always decorate the plates.
Yeah.
If you want to be a chef, you have to love eating, cooking, and you have to know all the tricks.
De két csészét.
Két csészét?
Aha.
Jó.
Akkor egy nagy kanalat.
Jó.
Okay, for the first step, try to share the chicken soup.
I'm so hungry. Really good.
Next step is the bouillash. I guess this one is the bouillash. Yeah.
It's delicious.
No. We need another plate.
Very good on a cold winter day.
Ollie's just cycled from London to Australia.
Yeah, we've both done cycled through Hungary.
What time of year was it?
I was there in the autumn time, just turning towards cold. Wasn't quite cold.
This is fantastic.
I was there in November.
I think this is my favourite of the soups we've had, actually.
Very tasty.
In the name of this in Hungary?
Mavlenes füstölcsülökkel. Füstölcsülök is the small
knuckle. Yeah, that's the flavor.
Very important, not ham, because the ham is dry. Knuckle is full of fat.
Is there in Hungary a big culture of curing, drying meat, smoking meat?
Very.
Because it's
very poor. Like
right. And it still happens in the villages?
Not in the villages.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
But Budapest is very different to the rest of Hungary.
Yeah, but if you live in Budapest, you have to keep at least the pork somewhere else. And in January, February, you just make a disznóvágás and you kill the animal, you know, and and made sausages, smoked stuff.
The main dishes have now arrived at the table and beginning to understand that Hungarian food is quite heavy. Everything seems to come in a rich paprika-infused sauce. And the four of us have each got a plate heaped with food. Peter, the owner here, has the dumplings.
Yeah.
With
this mushroom paprika sauce on the loin, that is the bokonji shared border. The other one, let's say, seems to be similar, but the tastes are absolutely different. That is full of garlic.
Al's got the lucky boy, he's got the stuffed cabbage.
Stuffed cabbage? Yeah, I was hoping I'd get the stuffed cabbage. Yeah.
But you'd imagine a stuffed cabbage to look like a stuffed cabbage, but it doesn't look like stuffed cabbage at all. It's beautifully presented and brie. It's almost as if the cabbage leaves have been rolled around the meat that's stuffed inside them.
Which is, the meat is mixed with rice and a lot of spice. Of course, it's a minced pork meat mixed with rice.
To help me get home, I have a mountain of fried potato with fried pork, and again, lots of paprika. What's the name of this dish?
Brašovo pečenje.
Very cheap to make.
How do you say bon appetit?
Jó étvágyat kívánok.
This is really different to all the other countries we've visited on this project so far. This is the whole style and the food. Really? Which is the great thing of the project. We go to 26 letters, 26 countries, and you learn about 26 very different.
I'm very jealous of you.
Well, you can come along. Yeah. Come join us.
We really hope you enjoyed this edition of London's World of Food and A to Z. To find out more about this project, please visit www.atozlondonfood.com.